Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including his newest one, the one that he's most excited about. And I'm kind of excited about it, too, because I've been telling you about it for a while, The Third Screen. It's all about mobile. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. And thank you for featuring my book on your website. I noticed that the other day. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chuck, who loves you?
I love it.
No, we, like I said, I mean, when I say we admire, you know, people's work, we put our money where our mouth is. And my audience knows that I've been talking about this a long time. I've been talking about the impact of mobile. Chuck, if you remember, Eric Schmidt, with the former CEO, now I guess chairman of Google, said this 4 or 5 years ago. He said Google will be more successful in the future with mobile than we ever have been or ever will be on the desktop. When he told me that, and when I found out how many people, how many billions of earthlings are going to have smartphones in the next 5 years, who never have had or never will own a computer, that tells me mobile is huge. What do you think, Chuck?
Oh, it is absolutely stunning. When you look at the three screens, as we've discussed in the past, I mean, 2 billion TVs, 1 billion PCs in the world, 5 and going to 5.6 billion cell phones. It is
right.
Stunning. And it's not just that they're cell phones. They are, in fact, being converted. The U.S. is at 38% smartphone penetration, going to 50% by the end of this year. So what's happening is people are getting essentially a handheld computer that they take everywhere.
Yeah.
Because the phone isn't really just a phone anymore. It's really much more than that. You can talk on it, of course, some better than others.
Right.
But the amount of things that you can do with a smartphone, because it has gyro capability built in, so it knows what direction it's aiming. It has GPS. It knows where it is. It knows what height it is, so it can tell you where in a mall you are, what level you're in. Those kinds of things could never be done in the past. And the speed of the networks, when you put the speed of the networks on top of that, 3G, 4G, fourth generation, the information that a customer can have is really instant. And very powerful.
You know, Chuck, in 1999, when RAM started putting a phone and an email device together, I said to my audience, folks, if you want to know what technological convergence looks like, if you'd like to see it happen in front of your very eyes, watch the progression, the innovation in the handheld device industry. And that's what's come to pass, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And when Rimble was really a pioneer, I mean, they really were a mega pioneer with BBM, BlackBerry Messenger. And when you went from a cell phone to a BlackBerry, it was like moving to a different world. And the great irony is that the company that pioneered it, they've gone from 40% market share to 20% market share in 1 year.
Yeah, they haven't kept up. But that's exactly right. But let me tell you another thing that we need to know about mobile. I don't know if you know a guy named Joel Barker, but he's one of the great futurists of our time, and he's a friend of ours and on our Brain Trust and on our show quite often. And a couple of visits ago, he identified on the show some technology that is being developed now that's actually going to increase the capacity of mobile bandwidth by multiple factors, meaning that if you own the spectrum for mobile spectrum, that with this new technology you could maybe pentuple the capacity on that bandwidth. How about that?
Yes, you're going to be basically instant. So you'll be doing things on your phone that are faster than on your PC. Which
I have
is kind
an employee,
of extraordinary when you think about it.
I have an employee who reads books on her phone.
I did the third screen, I actually interviewed the person who founded Scroll Motion in New York. It's a company that actually has technology. They're really a pioneer in the space that transfers books to phone. And they were saying, they hear people saying, well, I'll never read a book on a phone. And their answer is, that's right, but your kids will.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And so when we come back after these messages, we're going to ask Chuck to help us find out. You know, we've kind of laid the groundwork for you now. We've reminded you or informed you of where the impact is. And that impact could be opportunity or challenge for you. And we're going to talk about how to take advantage of these, how to turn those challenges into opportunities. I'm Jim Blassingame. Chuck Martin's our guest. We'll be right back.
Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.